Lord Somerton's Heir, written by Alison Stewart and read by Amanda McKay. In the light of lanterns held up by the stable hands, the glossy hide of the great black horse reflected fire. The animal shivered, breaking the fire into golden sparks. The handsome head bobbed, testing the hold of Thompson, the head groom, while the huge eyes, white against dark fringed lashes, scanned the crowd of faces. Isabel, Lady Somerton, clutching her shawl around her shoulders against the cold, dark winter morning, stopped short of the horse, her hand going to her mouth. No saddle, no rider. What's happened? The words were forced through lips that refused to move. His lordship went out on Pharaoh last evening, milady. The head groom, Thompson, swallowed. We found the horse in the stable yard this morning. We've no idea how long it's been here. Pharaoh pulled at the restraining reins, rearing up, his great iron-clad hooves raising sparks as they returned to the cobbles. Get the horse inside the stable and see to him, Isabel ordered. We must order a search party. My husband is lying out there, injured, and in this cold. She shuddered, dismissing the thought that they may be too late. Thompson thrust the reins at his son. See to the horse, boy. Peter Thompson seemed dwarfed against the enormous animal, but Pharaoh went meekly at his touch, head lowered, as if exhaustion had claimed him, and he wanted nothing more than a warm stall and a basket of oats. Thompson looked at Lady Somerton. Do you know where he was bound, milady? Isabel swallowed. Lady Kendall, she said. He was intending to visit Lady Kendall. Thompson nodded. Aye, we'll take that route first. To me, all of you. Thompson gathered his hands around Pharaoh. The staff, still rubbing the sleep from their eyes, were fetched from the house, and the men of Branston Hall set out on foot to search for the missing Lord Somerton, leaving Isabel standing alone in the stable yard in the cold, grey light of dawn. She would have stood there all morning if Mrs. Fletcher, the housekeeper, had not fetched her inside, sitting her down in the blue parlour with a tray of tea and buttered bread. Isabel sat unmoving, staring out at the winter landscape of Branston Park, as if she expected Anthony to come galloping down the carriageway. The tea, in its delicate porcelain cup, sat undrunk and cold, and the bread curled and dried as the little clock on the mantelpiece ticked away the minutes. She knew, even before Thompson knocked on the door and stood shifting from one foot to the other, his shapeless felt hat clutched in his hand, that Anthony was dead.